This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. David Pogue is back on the show today. David used to be the tech columnist for the New York Times, but he left there a couple of months ago to launch a new venture and a new department at Yahoo. The Yahoo Tech Division just opened up this week with David and a bunch of other terrific tech reporters. So I've asked him to join me here today to talk about that and some of the latest stuff in tech. Hi, David. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Hey, I was going to ask you about some Google-related things to begin with, but I saw something on Yahoo Tech this morning that you wrote about, which hits home with me. It's the iPhone screen doctor, because my wife, about a month ago, dropped her iPhone and that glass cracked, and we had to take it back to the Apple store and essentially pay them for a new phone, because they don't fix it. They just throw it away and sell you a new one. But you found somebody who will fix it.
Yeah, my daughter dropped her phone and cracked the screen. Apparently, it's something that all teenage girls are required to do at one time or another. And so I took it to the Apple store, and they said it'll be $200, and we'll basically swap you a refurbished phone. So I was a little hesitant to do that because it's an iPhone 4S. It's, you know, over a year old. So my wife mentioned this service, iCracked.com. And it's the wildest business model. You send them your name and phone number. They call you or text you and say, when would you like us to come by? And they come to you. They send a technician to your house or your office, wherever you are. And on the spot, they fix the screen for $100 flat. And so you're never without it. You never, you know, your data is never in anyone else's hands. And I tried it out myself. It worked perfectly.
They say on their website at iCrack that they have 421 iTechs who can fix or buy your iPhone or your iPad or your iPod today. I would guess that once word gets out about this, they'll get a lot more people in a lot more cities around the country who are willing to do this.
I guess so, too. These are part-time iCracked technicians. They all have other jobs in their real lives. But they do go through a training course, and they have the right tools. And it was actually kind of an adventure because the guy did it right at our kitchen table. You know, he brought out a special mat to keep it clean and all that. But we all watched him do it. We'd never seen the inside of an iPhone before.
Cool. It's like having the auto glass guy come and do it in your very own driveway. All right, let's move on to the Google stuff. This week, Google announced that they have a new chip and sensor system so small it's embedded in a contact lens for diabetics, right?
That's right. Instead of sticking yourself with a syringe multiple times a day to measure your insulin levels and so on, they can apparently tell from the percentage of chemicals in your tears. So someday, if this thing comes to pass, you'll be relieved. Diabetics will be relieved of having to do the injection, the stickings all day long.
If they're comfortable putting contact lenses in.
That's right.
Now, the other Google story of the last week was they bought a company called Nest. Explain to my audience what Nest is and why Google wants them.
Nest was a company started by Tony Fadell. He's the guy behind the iPod. You might have heard of that previous gadget. And it's a thermostat that is two things that thermostats rarely do. One is it's connected to the internet. So using your phone, you can adjust the heat or cooling of your house from wherever you are. You know, if you've been on vacation, you can get the air conditioning going on before you get home. And two, it watches the room. It has an electronic eye, and it sets itself. It learns your patterns when you wake up, when you go to work, when the house is empty, and programs itself. So you wind up saving a whole lot of money and energy, and it's also beautiful and really well designed and so on. Now they've just come out with their second product, which is a smart smoke alarm. Again, it's connected to the internet. You can control it from your phone. A lot of other great features. The thermostat has been a huge hit. I don't know how well the smoke alarm is going to do, but Google is obviously really interested in this business of home automation. They've tried thermostats twice before, Google has, and neither project went anywhere. So for $3.2 billion, they bought Nest outright, and now they own that thermostat company.
Now, do I want Google in my house learning even more about me, David?
Well, a lot of people were worried about that, like, oh, great, now they're going to show ads on my thermostat, or now they're going to know when I'm chilly and they're going to try to sell me blankets. Now they're going to collect data on my comings and goings in and out of the house. So Google says explicitly, we will not use any of the data collected by the thermostat division. They've said that. So whether you believe them or not, that's up to you. You can certainly not buy a Nest thermostat if you're concerned, but they're saying they're not going to be evil.
But please check our privacy policy, which we update without telling you.
That's the problem. That's right. This is what they're saying now.
Speaking of privacy policies, I saw you on the CBS Morning Show a couple of days ago with Charlie Rose and Nora O'Donnell. They were asking you, should people be worried about the Target data breach? And you said essentially don't, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think hysteria is called for here. I mean, my thinking is, number one, you're not going to be held liable for any charges that get run up. I mean, have you ever, the thought is, oh my gosh, people are stealing my credit card number. There's some thug with my Visa number who's going to run up my bill. Well, first of all, have you ever heard of that happening? I haven't. And second of all, even if it does, your credit card company has you covered. You will not pay a penny. And the second thing is, this is hardly the only credit card theft or the biggest ones. I mean, Sony had 100 million numbers stolen, and TJ Maxx had 160 million stolen. And I mean, it just goes on all the time. Three other big retailers besides Target had numbers stolen over the Christmas season. They're not divulging the names of the companies, but it just goes on all the time. It's kind of like a fact of life, and it hasn't affected you so far, so it probably won't affect you now.
And so consumers shouldn't worry, but certainly those credit card providers, the banks and Visa and MasterCard and American Express, they've got to be a little bit freaked out whenever data gets out there.
They're the ones spitting nails right now. That's right. They're the ones really upset and who will really be hurt. I'm happy to report that there is a solution to this, by the way. In Europe and most other countries of the world, credit cards have a little chip embedded in it. And for most purchases, when you buy something, you're required to tap in a 4-digit PIN code. And so stealing credit card numbers becomes impossible, because even if someone had the number on your credit card, he wouldn't know the 4-digit PIN code. So if that system would just come to the United States, this business of stealing hundreds of millions of credit card numbers would largely go away. And we're hearing that starting in 2015, the big credit card companies will start to switch to these embedded circuit cards. That should make this problem, luckily, a thing of the past.
All right. One of the reasons I invited you on here was to talk up the launch of Yahoo Tech, which are you running that now?
I am running it. It just opened up for business a week ago, and it's yahootech.com, and it's really cool. If you've played with it, it's quite unlike any other technology site for two reasons. One is in its scope and its aim, it is not a website for gearheads. It's not for people who care about what bus speed is in that phone. It's for normal people who are feeling overwhelmed by technology. It's for the masses who consider technology coming out too fast and thick to keep up with. There's an equal emphasis on reviews and how to use the stuff you've already bought, how to and troubleshooting. And the second really cool thing is the design of it. There are no ads. There's no blinking, no banners, no display ads. Instead, the only kind of advertising are sponsored articles, that is, useful articles paid for by an advertiser. So instead of Canon, you know, saying, buy our lenses, there will be an article on how to use lenses sponsored by Canon. So we think that's a lot less offensive and annoying as regular ads. And also, each article is represented as a tile, and you click on one, and it expands in place, pushing down the screen the rest of the tiles. So what I'm saying is that there are no overlapping windows. There's no multiple tabs. There's no back button. You never leave the start page, which makes it really easy to navigate, especially on a phone or a tablet, where you don't have to mess with new windows popping up.
It is such a pleasure to see something designed by people who actually use their site and know what it's like to be a regular person. Congratulations on that, David. The website is yahootech.com, and there some of the how-to stuff on there is cool. Even, you know, to teach your mom how to send text messages and all the rest. Very cool stuff, David. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. You too.
I look forward to it the next time, and good luck with the new site. I'm Paul Harris. Our site is AmericaWeekend.com, or you can follow us on Twitter at America Weekend or on Facebook as well. From the Envision Radio Networks every Saturday and Sunday. Thanks for listening. America Weekend.